Thank you, Chair. I'm speaking on behalf of the IOE, representing the businesses which are the ones producing the rice and chicken that we talked earlier today. As a general comment, we strongly recommend deleting any reference to the wording including business of a transnational character throughout the entire text to remove the long-standing ambiguity on the scope of application of this instrument once and for all. We want to recall that 95% of the world's workers are not employed by exporters and are not part of global supply chains, but purely in domestic supply chains. And most of human rights deficits arise in the domestic economy, not in global supply chains. Restricting the scope of this treaty would therefore remove and exclude most of the majority of the activity worldwide. However, we once again stress the critical need to insert a clause excluding micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises, and we do welcome the proposal by Colombia made earlier today. On the specific subparagraphs regarding Article 3.2, it should make it clear that exceptions at the national level should be clearly laid down, made truly exceptional and time-bound, as well as subject to regular domestic review with stakeholders. In addition, the grounds to differentiate obligations should also include the ownership and the structure of business enterprises. These are fundamental factors in determining the ability of businesses to meet corporate responsibilities and are also included in UN Guiding Principles number 14. Chair, to conclude, allow me to react to some of the comments from states made earlier today. There is no regulatory gap that needs to be bridged at the international level regarding business activities. Every company needs to respect the law where it operates, and this applies to all single individual company, be they part of a supply chain, and regardless of whether they are TNCs or not. The key challenge is to ensure that states implement effectively law at national level. Thank you.